Okay. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that boy's name. Dr. Hines. What is his name?
Boy, those boys get that education too. They put them through. They really pound them before they ever get.
Well,
yeah. When they get to high school, they really had it.
But that boy had been through the industrial east and just carried through those big plants. And just marched from one to the other, and like you say, he'd been wine and dine, but he didn't know.
Yeah.
And he went out there with us, and of course he more or less just lived there with the family,
mm-hmm.
Slept at the house, he ate with us when we wanted to, he went to the fields with us, he went to horseback riding.
Mm-hmm.
He went out one day and he said, we were fixing to move some bulls, I think it was 28 of them, and we picked, of course, the most reliable horse we had, though I'd already found out that he was used to a horse, but with one of these, what we call an English saddle, you know, the pancake saddle, with two reins in each hand.
Hmm.
Well, we, of course, gave him an old paint horse with a good high curved bit.
What kind of horse?
Well, an old spotted horse, paint horse.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the...
Mm-hmm.
And, a western saddle is just about his size. He set it good, and I even loaned him a hat, but he wore a...
Oh, I bet he really was pleased.
Cap of some kind. I don't know. It wasn't a turban. It was kind of a little ball cap, I'd call it. You know, just about like kids mm-hmm. wear about. So, they went through this way, and this old gentleman is here today. He's with him. The fact is, his horse, my horse, was one BL had been riding all his life, and all the horse life. And the boy went out there, and of course he began to steer that horse this way. I said, Bill, go down there and show that boy how to neck rein that old horse. You'd have an old cow horse. No, you just catch the rein one side, you don't pull him on him or nothing. Because when you touch him on the neck, one side or the other, he goes. I said, go down there and show that boy how to steer that old horse. So he went on. I got in the truck, went on around, opened some gates for him way back over there. And of course, if you've ever worked cattle, when you go to move a bunch of bulls, they can everyone be raised in the same corral. They're all out there grazing in a field, perfect content. But when you start moving them and driving them, they start bellowing and fighting.
Hmm.
I mean, they get rough too. You take a bunch of old bulls weigh 1,600 pounds apiece. They're rough when they fight.
I'll bet they are.
Well, when he came on over there, he said to me, he said, well, he said, I went over there, this old horse, he charged them bull. Of course, what it was, the bull offside, the old horse just cut the paper up. He said, when the horse, him charged the bull, he said, he just stopped. I said, no, you. Well, he said, this horse knows a lot more bull than I do. Said, I leaves him a slack rein, I set him in the saddle and let him do it every damn bit. And more, I just said, well, because the old horse knew, then that bull cut off out there, just cut him back in.
Oh, I bet that boy was thrilled too.
And, he had a camera with him, and he had us take pictures of him.
Oh, man.
And such things, he said, one experience he had there he had never heard of, when he got talking about the chicken fried steak. We decided from his conversation that they were a chicken eater. Said, yeah, he'd like to have chicken. And he kind of described how, more like the same way we'd fry chicken, mm-hmm. but he said, I go in a cafe and I order a chicken fried steak and I can't even find the bones in it. So, I don't know what kind of a scientific farmer you've been to, but our chicken business has been volunteer chickens, you know, just the one that found some out in the weeds and hatched some mm-hmm. out of the barn and all. So I just went in and picked up a gun. Started out in the yard. I said, well, we'll just have chicken for dinner today. Well, that was kind of unusual to him. Of course, they raise those chickens like everything else. Everything's got a certain little, uh-huh. maybe a little, never gets out of the coop.
Mm-hmm.